I got a thought this morning.
Amen.
I don't know if it's all been different today.
Amen.
But a thought is we plow our fur. Amen. And when I was a boy, we'd go to turn ground, Daddy, just like most of you other men or young men, Daddy showed you how to do stuff. And sometimes you turned the ground out, sometimes you turned it in. And but he'd always tell me, I'd say, he showed me the first time, he told me, y'all heard me talk about plowing and how, you know, I could look backwards and stuff and plow in the back, and we had them old rear plows. But he told me when the first time I turned ground, he told me, we got out there in the field, and he told me, he said, you see that tree out yonder? He said, you focus on that tree. Don't you take your eye off that tree. And he said, you start your fur that way. And then he said, it'll be easier as you go along the way. You focus and you stay on that mark. You make your mark out there. And that's how I learned how to do it. And if y'all pray for us, I really need to try to preach this morning. And there's so many things out there to distract us. If y'all notice any distractions here lately, we've got a revival coming up. And if we're not real careful, we're going to get caught up in all the storms and all the distractions. I'm thankful what the Lord is, we're getting to build on, but please don't let this out here and what we're doing, building on this building, be a distraction to us as we come up this revival. Somehow we've got to be able to keep our eye on the mark. And it's very important. We look around here. We've got children everywhere, and we've got a lot of lost here, and we got more that's coming all the time. We look around, there's more babies that's coming here all the time, and we need the Lord. We need Him in a bad way. And so as we plow fur, I pray that we'll keep our eye on the mark and as we go along. But we'll try not to be very long. I know it's done getting late, and I know I'm thankful for the service. I'm so thankful for what I've been able to feel, but I really think the Lord wants us to preach on this. So I want to read out of the 9th chapter of Luke, and we'll go take our text here in a minute, and we'll go from there. And it said it came to pass in the 57th verse of the 9th chapter of Luke, it said it came to pass that as they went away, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee wherever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds have the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. And he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, the Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them a farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And I want to go over here and we'll take our text out of Philippians over here. And if we get turned over to it in the 14th verse of the 3rd chapter, it says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And Paul said he presses forward towards the mark. And the mark means a goal. I believe each one of us, when I was a boy, we would go out, if we was going to race, they would always say this, or somebody would say, get on your mark. Set and go. So there's a beginning, a start place where when I would start plowing, there was a place I started, but there was a mark also that I set out in front of me, and I tried to keep my eye on. My goal was to get there. And I want you to know there's everything in life to distract you from getting to where you want to go and making it to your mark. And it's been several years ago, a good friend of mine, me and him, was out what we call riding around, and he had an IROC, one of them Camaro IROCs, and them things. I believe the first year model they come out, it was like an 85 model, but them things was pretty strong cars, I guess, for that time. But they stuck to the road real good, and it was easy. I had a Camaro, but I wasn't IROP, but it was easy to get caught up to think you was almost able to do anything. And we was coming out Scottsville Road there, going towards Kentucky, and we was getting closer there to the line, and y'all know how that curve, though, going to Amos right there, cuts back to the right, the pavement changes, and you would be leaning this way a little bit, and all of a sudden that way a little bit, and I knew it was a bad curve. I don't think he knew how bad it was, and how we was coming up on that curve, and I was talking to him. I was saying, you better slow down. You better slow down. You're not going to make this curve. You better slow. And he was just like, yes. I mean, just like he was in another world, and I don't know what he was thinking about, but we hit that curve, and all of a sudden, here we go, and we get on, go around there, and we're sideways, we end up in a ditch, and I hop out, and just so much adrenaline, I give him a push, and we come up, he comes out of there, and he goes down the road to that house on the right, and stops there to turn around, and I waited and waited for him to come back to get me, and I finally walked down there, and he's sitting there crying, and I said, what's wrong? And he said, I could have killed you. I don't know what I was thinking about. He said, I was like I was somewhere else. And I've thought about that 100 times, how easy how where we're going. If we get off focus of where we're going, get distracted, anything can happen. And I want to tell you something. I'm ashamed to say this, but it's been about a month ago now. Me and Sheila was at Scottsville, and somebody called, and we needed to meet somebody over here. I was all worried about all that, and I got caught up in all that, and we was coming back, and I was thinking in my mind, I was trying to drive, get where I was going, but my mind was 1,000 places, and we're coming back, and we get to that same spot coming from the other way, and coming from towards that Gospel coming back towards Lafayette. Y'all know how it is right there. You got that little T in that curve. So we get to that curve, and all of a sudden I don't realize where I'm at, and I look up and I don't know which way to go. I'm coming to a dead end. I just swerve it real hard, lock up, sliding. Sheila scared to death saying, what's wrong with you? I want you to know, as we plow this road and we get distracted, honey, if there's danger out there, our children, the ones we love, I could have killed somebody that day. I could have killed my wife that day by being caught up and getting my eye off the mark. Listen, we have children here that are lost. And if we're not careful, we're going to get our eye off the mark. We're going to start looking around at all the ways, just like Peter did. We'll take our eye off God. And next thing you know, we'll have a disaster. Listen to me, it's very important that we stay focused and we don't get caught up in everything's going on. I've never had nothing like that happen to me. Never. I still see that boy. We're still talking about you. That's my wife, and she was here when we go by there. I still talk about how that happened that night. And listen to me, in that same place, I don't know why, but that same place I got distracted. If we're not careful, over and over again, we don't learn from our mistakes. How we get distracted from the same things over and over again. It is killing us. It is killing our churches. We get caught up in all the things going on. We need to stay focused. Look towards the mark. Y'all heard me talk about how we plow it back. Our daddy get up on the tractor, and that backer, it was a money crop. It was important to us. It fed us. My daddy would be plowing. Every now and then he'd look back and he'd cut. He'd turn the wheel. He'd get distracted on what's behind him. Listen, we got to go forward. And we need to stay focused on what's ahead of us. There's all kinds of storms out there. God's people have always had to face storms. And we're facing storms today. We got a revival in 3 weeks. What I've been thinking, you know what I've been, here's the kind of stuff that distracts me. It may not distract you, but I've been thinking, even talked to some this morning. Well, if we get to this point here on the building, maybe they're going to have to decide where we're going to tear the wall out or not before revival, or should we leave the wall up before revival. I get caught up in all these things, thinking about these things, what I need to be thinking about. Not let God tear the wall out when it's time. I need to be in focusing on these are laws. Amen. I need to be focusing on this revival, and so do you. Amen. We're all, it ain't just me. You're caught up in all of it too. Amen. The psalmist, y'all pray for it. In the 107th division of the psalm, when he said, let the redeemed and the Lord say so. He went on down through there in the 24th verse. And I've preached on it before, and I've heard Brother Barry mention these over and over. The scripture says, these are the works of the Lord and the wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and riseth up the storm, stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven and they go down again. To the depths. Their soul was melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and they stagger like a drunken man, and they are at their wits' end. Do you ever feel like you're at your wits' end? I mean, one time you're just way up high. Next thing you know, you're way down low. The storm is all around us. Everything is there to keep us from plowing our first grain. I want you to know, honey, we have a beginning, but there's also an end. And I want to make that mark. Yes, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. But there's more to it than that. I want to finish well. I want at the end of my car. When I reach that mark, for him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to be able to hear that. You might say, it don't mean that much to me, but it does mean. And because I get off focus, my mind is ever where it shouldn't be. I should think on the things that it says over in the Philippians to think about. But I get caught up in all the other things of the world. They reel to and fro like a stranger, like a drunken man, and they are at their wits' end. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress and maketh the storm calm, so that the waves there are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. He bringeth them into their desired haven. I want you to know there's a desired haven. There's an end to all this. And sometimes I want you to realize today it ain't just after this revival. It ain't after this little storm here or that little storm. Our desired havens. And someday the only place we'll ever see true peace is when we're with him. It's always the waves are going to crash high, and they're always going to crash low. But honey, someday after a while, we will reach our desired haven, and our desired haven is in heaven. My pa had mules. Ernest Freeman was my pa. I loved that old man. Me and him worked every day. I'd go stay with him in the summer times. We'd work from daylight to dark every day, and he was an old man. He had a tractor. He did. He wasn't broke. He had money. You wouldn't have been able to tell him. He had old pair of mules. He'd get them mules out. He'd work on mules. And we'd take and we'd plow back there with those mules. He'd get up yonder and he'd hold on to that plow and he'd talk to those mules. He'd haul. He'd talk to them as he go. And them old mules, he'd put blinders on them. And those blinders was made where you could just, they couldn't see over here or over there. They was to focus on what was ahead of them. A lot of times when we say, people say they got their blinders on, we make it seem like we're not knowing where we're going. Honey, the blinders was to keep you focused. Honey, they'd be able to hit mules. They would see straight where they wouldn't get distracted. We're distracted with everything. He would talk to those mules. They would listen to his voice. Does that remind you of something? We need to listen. We need to have blinders on. We need to be focused. And we need to be listening to the Master's voice to tell us which way to go. In Proverbs chapter 4. Let thine eyes, in the 25th verse, in the 4th chapter of Proverbs, let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. In other words, concentrate on the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Our eyes is to be focused. But there may not be a tomorrow. It may not be. So we shouldn't be focused on next week or even tomorrow. We need to be focused today. And we need to quit looking around at all the things that getting our attention. We've got a work to do. We need to be like those old mules. We need to get our blinders on. There's some of you here lately that's been through so much. Spiritually, some of you have been through things physically. Some of you are fighting battles. I don't know how you get through. But I can tell you this, you need to stay focused on God. He is the mark. And we need to focus on Him.
Amen.
When we get distracted, I never thought I'd tell what I'd done that day. I'm ashamed of it. I don't know. I was just like I was in another world. Sometimes spiritually, I'm like I'm in another world. I don't know about the rest of you, but sometimes I know what my job is. I know what I'm trying to accomplish. I know where I'm headed. And I realize all these things, but I get distracted by everything else, and my mind gets to thinking about this, and it gets to thinking about that. And I've done that several times. I'll be out in the shop. I'll be working on somebody's chainsaw or something, and I'll walk over here to get a tool, and I see a weed eater there. I ain't fixed yet. And then, you know what I'm doing? Next thing I'm doing? I'm over there tearing that weed eater apart, and I've come over here to get a tool to fix this chainsaw. Does that sound crazy? I need to finish what my job is. But that's the way we are. If we're not careful, we get focused on other things. And next thing we know, we're over here doing this right here. And then, what was I doing? Then, I come get this. And then I've got this over here started, and I'm back over here working on this. Stay focused. Look what's ahead of you. We've got a lot ahead of us, church, if time permits. And we need to stay focused. We see a lot of people, they start plowing their fur. And but somehow or another they get distracted or just quit. You ever see people get saved and unite with a church and you don't ever see them no more? That, you ever see that? Some of y'all know, and some of you new probably don't know, but I know looking at me, you wouldn't think I run, but fat boys run too. But years ago, Sheila, where she was raised down there, was a store called Cawthorn's Store. Some of y'all may know it. Lois Cawthorn run the store. They called her Granny. And I was crazy enough to try to run some. So we was in there talking about it. She said, "I'll outrun you." I said, "Okay, old woman, let's go." And I'm probably about 30-year-old, and she's probably about 65, you know, about my age, old. So we go out yonder, and we get on our mark, and we pick our spot. The barn down yonder, GW barn, is down yonder. And we they say, "Go on your mark, set, go." And boy, I take off. I'm laying her down. I run, I get to that barn, and he's standing up there going. But I'm running down the road by myself. She started the race and took a few steps and quit. That's the way a lot of people do. They start the race, they just take a few steps, and they quit. Set your mark and finish. Get there. Don't be wandering off over here or wandering off over there. Because I'm going to tell you something. The crooker your path gets, the harder it's always going to be. Try to stay on track. Try to stay focused. That works as individuals, but it surely works as churches. Church, as a body, we need to stay focused.
Amen.
We need to stay focused on what's ahead. Don't let this bother us. Don't let anything that's going on out there bother us. We got 3 weeks, and today was a good start on getting ready for revival. But let's not get satisfied with the day's service and last Sunday service or the Sunday before service. Let's keep praying. Let's keep focusing. Let's get our blinders on. Let's listen to the Master's voice and let Him guide us the way we're to go. And if we'll do that, it'll work. I'm thankful today I've been saved. There was a lot of other stuff over in Hebrews and stuff about our past. There's a straight and narrow way. There's all kinds of things to do with this. But listen, the point is stay focused.
Amen.
Don't get caught up in everything, because if we do, we're going to make a mess. And it's easy to make a mess. It's easy to crash. If you don't think it is, you might be above where I'm at. I've tried to blame it on COVID that I can't think no more. But maybe it's just old. Maybe I'm just distracted. I don't know. But I'm telling you, that day when I come to that spot, I didn't realize where I was at. You're running 60 miles an hour and you come up on a dead end and you don't even know where you're at. It's a scary time. That's what happens when you get distracted. We're running 60 miles an hour. Let's stay focused on where we're going. Look around here. Look around. We've got more children than any place I know. Any place I know. I'm talking about big churches. I'm talking about big churches around here. We've got more kids. Where much is given, much is required. We need to keep our eye on the mark. Our goal is God. And if we'll serve God, they will see God. And I believe they'll get saved. That's my little thought. But as we go through this storm, as you're going through your storm, as this county goes in this area goes through the storm, as our nation goes through the storm, as the world as a whole goes through the storm, let's try to stay focused. Most know I don't watch the news no more. You know why? The news gets me off focus. I just leave it alone. I don't care. I do care what's going on. But if it gets me off focus, I just leave it alone. I do want to say one more thing, and I promise I'm done. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. When I go out and I run, I try my best to keep running. If I'm running 3 miles, I want to run 3 miles. If I'm going to run 5 miles, I want to run 5 miles. But what I start, I want to go. And there's people who come by, different ones will come by, and they'll stop. They'll stop there. Hey, how you doing? What, you out running today, ain't you? And I'm just thinking, I got to keep going. I got to keep going, you know. And I try not to get distracted. But then I got feeling bad about that. I'm thinking, I'm not speaking to my neighbors, you know. So I got here a while back, Brother Keith Carter come by. And we was in revival at Rocky Mound. And I'm running, and I'm thinking, boy, I better stop and talk to him. He stopped, and I've got to preach tonight. I better stop. So I did. I stopped, and I talked to him for about 10 minutes, and my heart rate probably when I stopped, it was probably about 160. I was really going. I was on it, you know. And then it started falling. The next thing you know, I'm getting stiff and stiffer. And I started to take back off, and boy, you talking about hard. It was hard to get started back. It's no different in your walk with Christ in the race that you're running. If you quit, if you stop, it's hard to start back. You're a missed church 2 or 3 Sundays? You just loving church. You just having a big old time. Your eyes on the mark and you're going. You having a big time and then you miss. You get sick one Sunday, and then the next Sunday, you got a family reunion, and then the next Sunday, if you ain't careful, you decide to go fishing. And then all of a sudden, you just ain't interested in church no more. I mean, it's hard to get started back. Stay on the mark.
Amen.
Don't get distracted. Be a good neighbor. I ain't saying don't love people, but don't quit. Because there's things out there that will distract you to a point you'll quit. And then once you stop, it's hard to get started back. That's my thought.